This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top story is first. National Assembly's by-election voting continues at Bagmati Province headquarters in Hetauda today. Main opposition party Nepali Congress draws government's attention towards making COVID-19 response effective. And senior Hamas official predicts ceasefire between Israel and Gaza amid ongoing cross-border attacks. Now the news in detail. The voting for the by-election to the National Assembly is now underway at Bagmati Province headquarters in Hetauda today. Bhutun Devi Secondary School of Hetauda in Makwanpur District has been designated as polling center. Separate voting booths have been managed for members of the Provincial Assembly, mayors and deputy mayors of the local levels and COVID-19 infected voters. The total 347 eligible voters will cast their ballots in by-elections. The vote casting will continue till 3 this afternoon. In the election, CPN-UML has fielded Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, while other political parties have jointly supported the candidacy of Dr. Kimlal Devkota. Likewise, Krishna Bahadur Tamang has filed his candidacy on behalf of Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party. The main opposition, Nepali Congress, has drawn the government's attention towards making COVID-19 response effective. NC President Sher Bahadur Deuba submitted a 15-point memorandum to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, meeting letters in his office in Simadarbar today. President Deuba has demanded the government to make prevention and control of COVID-19 more effective, along with the arrangement of vaccines and treatment of corona-infected people. The CPN-UML Standing Committee is holding its meeting today. The party office secretary, Sher Bahadur Tamang, said the meeting will convene at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar at 2 p.m. now. Likewise, office secretary Tamang said the meeting will hold discussions on the vote of confidence that the government has to get from Parliament and review of the National Assembly election and the other contemporary political issues. The medical supplies granted by Spanish government have arrived in Nepal today. According to Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the medical essentials include ventilators, oxygen concentrators, antigen test kits, and PPEs. The Spanish Agency for International Development Cooperation handed over the medical supplies to Health Minister Ritesh Tripathi at the Tribhuvan International Airport today itself. Additional 10 corona-related deaths have been reported from Baka district today. Likewise, 3 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Sallan and 3 in Kanchanpur district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. A senior Hamas official has said that he expects Israel and Gaza militants to reach a ceasefire within a day or two as cross-border attacks continue. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday that he was determined to carry on until calm and security were restored to Israeli citizens. There were more than 100 Israeli airstrikes on Hamas infrastructures in the north of Gaza early on Thursday. Palestinian militants retaliated with rocket fires at targets in Israel. The Biden administration has waived sanctions on a company building a controversial gas pipeline between Russia and Germany. The U.S. also lifted sanctions on the executive, an ally of Russia's Vladimir Putin, who leads the firm behind Nord Stream 2 project. The move came in a report on Russian sanctions delivered to Congress by the Department of State. Critics say the pipeline is a major geopolitical prize for Kremlin. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. National Assembly's by-election voting continues at Bagmati Province headquarters in Hetauda today. Main opposition party Nepali Congress draws government's attention towards making COVID-19 response effective. And senior Hamas official predicts ceasefire between Israel and Gaza amid ongoing cross-border attacks. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also look on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.